government says it is still open to dialogue with organized labor over the utility price hikes. Although government admits the price hikes will burden Ghanaians, it is appealing to organized labor and other stakeholders to bear with them. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News, the sector minister, Haruna Idrisu, believes reversal of the decisions will have dire consequences on the economy. He said the revision of prices is necessary because government needs to raise funds to settle the growing number of debts of over 2 years owed to contractors. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
We've persuaded organized labor to bear with government, but we remain very open. On the PURC, they are saying 50%. Government is at 59% in respect of power. The other one, they give us some evidence.
Using taxes as a major...
with them in terms of working to reduce operational inefficiency, MGAs and SOEs to be up and doing, in paying upfront and paying at the end of every month what they owe ECG, because that's what increases the government liability on that side. I do concede that it affects the ordinary Ghanaian.
Yes, it is affecting the ordinary Ghanaian. So is it likely that government will listen to the demands of organized labor?
We are already listening to them. We may not be able to please them absolutely, and we may not be able to grant their request in absolute terms, but we are still engaging them. We do have a growing debt, in respect of, for instance, the road sector. You have 323 million arrears that is owed contractors. 2-3 years, if contractors are not paid, you know what that means for their businesses, and you know what that means for the economy. So the energy sector levy seeks to adjust the road fund levy up to 40 Ghana pesos in order that at least a dedicated amount of it will be used to offset the outstanding debt that is owed contractors.